evening baseball here at LP Fran Stadium in gorgeous Hickory, North Carolina. My name is Noah Adcock-Howth with you live on the Green Jacket Radio Network, and we appreciate you stopping by for Game 4 of the six-game series between the Green Jackets and the Hickory Crawdads, who will play tonight as the Llamas de Hickory, one of six Copa de Diversión nights here at LP Fran Stadium, the ever-popular and increasingly growthful MILB initiative. Of course, we will touch deeper on that as the ball game goes along. Plenty of time to set the stage there. Augusta with an opportunity tonight not only to move back above 500 on the season, but also even up the series at two wins apiece. After dropping the first two ball games at Tuesday and Wednesday losses, both of which Augusta gave up six runs and the Green Jackets scored just two and gave themselves just one hit combined in those 18 offensive innings, the Green Jackets, at a very different situation yesterday, four runs on seven hits and some phenomenal pitching. The combination of Owen Hackman, Trent Buchanan, and Jackson Danely giving up two runs on three hits. Only one of them earned. Hackman went 5 1/3, the longest outing by a Green Jacket starter so far this season. Jackson Danely picks up his first professional save with a four-out offering. Did not allow a base runner. And he is hitless through his first three professional appearances. Tonight, Augusta sends 19-year-old Ethan Bagwell to the hill for his second pro appearance and first of 2025. Bagwell made his pro debut on the penultimate day of the 2024 season against the Down East Wood Ducks, so both of his outings in his career will have come against the Rangers' Low A affiliate. In that ball game, you could tell Bagwell had a little bit of nerves. 2 2/3, he gave up four hits and two runs while also striking out three. Fastball ran up to 96 from the strong-bodied right-hander out of Illinois. There's a lot to dream on for Bagwell, who's one of five prospects that are ranked in the Braves' top 30, according to MLB Pipeline, on the Green Jackets roster. There's only four healthy right now, as Luis Guanipa continues to miss time with that hand injury he suffered last Sunday. And unfortunately for Augusta, that injury bug continues to be a problem. The Green Jackets now have eight men on their injured list, four of whom have gotten hurt in active gameplay, and we've only played six games. After Elio Campos was injured on opening night and Guanipa was injured on Sunday, the Green Jackets added two more players to their injured list this morning. Jeremy Reyes, who started on the hill yesterday for Augusta, or two nights ago, beg your pardon, and Anthony Garcia, who threw out of the bullpen earlier this week, both placed on the injured list for non-disclosed reasons. The Braves, one of the more tight-lipped organizations in professional baseball, do not always give reasons for what happened injury-wise. That's a very common practice at the lower levels. And we're not going to hear anything, and certainly not anything we can make public. But there was nothing you saw from Reyes in that start that suggested any particular concern. Regardless, with those two spots opening up on the roster, the Green Jackets had an abject need to add pitching. And so they pull up Seth Keller and Jorge Juan, two folks vastly different in both size and career. The 5'10", 20-year-old Seth Keller was on the Green Jackets roster for all of 2023 and the first week and a half of 2024, suffered a shoulder injury, was shut down, went on the injured list, and then suffered a setback in the middle of the summer. Keller did not throw after the first full week of the season in a regularly scheduled ball game, was down in the FCL recovering and trying to get back to full strength. This will be his third season, or at least parts of three seasons, with the Green Jackets. But Keller was a sixth-round pick back in 2022. He throws very hard, gets good physicality out of his frame, and so it'll be interesting to see how he gets utilized. Keller was both a starter and a multi-inning reliever already in his career, but there's likely more of a need for him in the bullpen. The other arm, Jorge Juan, spent all of last year at AA Mississippi. It was his first season in the Braves organization after half a dozen years with the now Sacramento Athletics. Juan made it as high as AA Midland, the Rockhounds with Athletics baseball. And out throughout his whole career, the 6'8", 26-year-old out of the Dominican Republic, a whole lot of strikeouts, but has had difficulties throwing strikes, especially as he moved up the ladder and transitioned into the bullpen. First couple years of pro ball for Juan. They tried to use him as a starter. The strong frame and rapid growth rate for him made it seem like there was something there, but he relatively quickly established that he would be needed to move to the bullpen. Did have four saves last year and nearly 30 appearances for the Mississippi Braves. But Augusta needs arms of any caliber, and the Green Jackets will get a couple right-handers added to that bullpen. Eight players on the roster on the injured list. Six of them are pitchers, so the depth has been tested early and often for Atlanta. The Hickory Crawdads currently tied for first in the South Division, a three-way tie at the top with the Columbia Fireflies and Myrtle Beach Pelicans, all of whom are at 4-2. And the Llamas de Hickory, which the alternate identity they will use tonight, will send Mason Molina to the hill. Molina, a seventh-round pick out of Arkansas last year by the Milwaukee Brewers. He was traded in January from Milwaukee to the Rangers as part of a deal for Derek Anderson, who Texas had DFA'd a couple days earlier. There's no one trait or pitch for Molina that stands out as take your breath away, open your eyes, double back and see exactly what that was, level impressive. But what Mason Molina is going to do is get you out, and more often than not, strike you out. Molina fired almost 200 innings in just 3 years of college baseball between Texas Tech and Arkansas, and he struck out 260 batters in that time. Went from the Big 12 to the SEC, and no matter where he was, the lefty, phenomenal, time and time and time again. Mason Molina's made three professional outings. He struck out 14 batters in 9 innings. So the Green Jackets, this young offense, will have an uphill battle ahead of them. Molina allowed 2 runs in 4 innings and struck out 8 against the Kannapolis Cannonballers this past weekend. Got the Saturday start. So Augusta's offense, which got going a little bit, waking up out of its slumber yesterday, needs to find a new gear against Molina and the Llamas de Hickory. We're back in 90 seconds as we are just a few moments away from the first pitch of this Friday night ball game. Check right back in with us on the Green Jacket Radio Network.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Ready for action from LP Franz Stadium. You're listening on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth. Game 4 between Augusta and the Hickory Crawdads. Jackets with an opportunity to even the series at 2 wins apiece. After a 4-2 win last night, Augusta shakes up the lineup. Very directed here. a righty, four lefties, and then four righties again for Winston Sawyer. John Heel back in the lineup playing shortstop. Owen Carey in center, Eric Hartman at second. Isaiah Drake in left, and Carlos Monteverde the DH today. First time he's played anywhere other than first. Luis Sanchez is at third, Matt Gaschetti catching. First game off of the season for Nick Montgomery. Douglas Glaude in right, and Mason Guerra at first. Rounding out the order for the Green Jackets against left-handed starter Mason Molina. Just 21 years of age out of the University of Arkansas, Molina, three professional starts. He's gone a total of 9 innings and struck out 14, allowing just 2 runs in that time. Molina, 6'2", 230, originally out of California. Doesn't blow you away, doesn't have one breaking pitch that's significantly better than all the rest, but he gets swings and misses at a high clip. Tunnels everything well, has a good curve and good change, and he'll use both against righties and left-handers alike. Augusta's bench is all righties today, and that wave of 4 straight lefties might have their work cut out for them if Molina can extend past 4 frames in his first home start and second start overall this season. Rain in the forecast all afternoon and all evening, but for now it has missed us. 56 degrees and a bit gray here at LP France Stadium. John Heel leading off after a night off, and he swings at the first pitch of the afternoon. Popped up in foul territory on the first base line and into fair territory. Baker Barroso, the first baseman, makes the catch. 7:02 time on the pitch, and one pitch into the ballgame, John Heel is erased. Heel likes to be aggressive on the first pitch of the ballgame. We've seen that quite frequently already this year. It's an efficient start for Mason Molina. Left on left, now it's Owen Carey. He takes the fastball upstairs. 90 miles an hour on the dot for Molina. And generally, all of his secondary pitches are better than the fastball. Another fastball here to Carey, too high, 2-0. 0-1 for 12 this week, hitting an even 200 on the year. 5-25 in his first professional season. Ahead 2-0, and a sharp slider buckles its way in. Strike one. Fastball, slider, curveball, changeup, a 4-pitch mix for Mason Molina. Stands askew on the rubber and out of the windup. Soft ground ball cued towards third base. Rafe Parrish will not have a play. Carey, hustling so hard he lost his helmet, beats out an infield single. Parrish was playing deep and away from the line, had to come charging in. Molina, good breaking ball on the outside corner, got soft contact from Carey. But Owen Carey has his first hit of the day. Green Jackets have their first base runner. One on, one out for Eric Hartman. Back in the lineup after a day off. Green Jackets in their green uniforms for the third consecutive day. First pitch bounced softly to second base. Marquez's only opportunity is at first, and an emphatic call of out from J.C. Reed. Carey moves up to second with 2 down. Reed out in the field. Elena Giorgio is the home plate umpire, second time she's been behind the dish this week. Isaiah Drake checks into bat for the first time as the Green Jackets have a man in scoring position with 2 away. Drake, an RBI single yesterday, his first RBI of the season. 4 games played out of 7 so far. He takes the curveball at the top of the zone, strike one. Hickory's defense, Martin Osorio and Mendez left to right across the outfield. Parrish and Barroso on the corners. Chandler Pollard and Luis Marquez up the middle, with Ben Hartle catching for the second straight night. 0-1 to Drake, low and outside with the fastball. Isaiah hitting .385 in the early parts of the season. Small sample size, but a significantly better start in his second season with the Green Jackets. 1-1 from Molina is a good slider on the outside corner. Drake's taken both breaking balls he's seen, and they've both been in the zone, 1-2. Molina working quickly and working efficiently. looking to work around the infield single and post a zero here in his first frame. Drake widens out the 1-2. Fastball swatted into left center field. Osorio on his horse. He nearly collides with Martin, but Martin makes the catch. Ball kept hooking towards left field. Maxton Martin got a good beat on it. He avoids Osorio, snags the line drive, and the Green Jackets post a zero in the top of the first. Carey stranded out at second base. Owen Bagwell's 2025 debut on the other side of the break.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Llamas de Hickory coming to bat for the first time today in their first appearance of the season as the alternate identity for the Crawdads. Lineup, Baker Barroso leading off in his first appearance of the week. Martin Hartle and Parrish 2-3-4. Pablo Guerrero and Hector Osorio follow them. Chandler Pollard, Waddy Mendez, and Luis Marquez. Round out the order against 19-year-old Ethan Bagwell out of Collinsville, Illinois. Second pro start for Bagwell. He begins with Baker Barroso, and Barroso whacks the first pitch of the night into left field for a base hit. Ambushes a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and Barroso, who had only played one game out of Hickory's first six of the season, takes advantage of a rare turn in the leadoff spot. He's on to begin the game. Bagwell fastball, sinker, slider, and changeup was Atlanta's sixth-round pick this past summer. Here's Maxton Martin, who's been setting the world on fire early, and the sinker misses outside. Martin hitting .407 to begin the campaign. He's 8-for-14 this week. Multi-hit games in all three against Augusta. Big lead for Barroso, but not going. Fastball outside, 2-0. Jeremy Cabrera had been the leadoff man and played center field in all three games so far this series. He gets a rare night off, 2-0, at the knees for a called strike. Bagwell sitting 92-93 to start off. He was up to 96 in the prep ranks last year. Got up to 94-95 in his pro debut last September, but quickly settled down to 91-92. Runner goes on the 2-1. Spun out to deep center field. Well hit. Owen Carey will track it down just in front of the warning track, and that sends Barroso scurrying back to first base. Ball had some decent carry backspinning off the bat of Martin, but the breeze is blowing rather strongly in from left center field. It got caught in that stream and died in the glove of Carey. One on, one out for the catcher, Ben Hartle. Drake Carey and Douglas Glaude are your Green Jacket outfielders. Bagwell picks over to take a look at Barroso. He's in with a dive. Luis Sanchez at third, John Heal at short. Eric Hartman continues to prove his versatility at second base. And Mason Guerra at first. Matt Gachetti doing the catching. First pitch to Hartle. Just below the knees, 1-0. Bagwell, a three-quarter release point, works out of the stretch almost exclusively. Very simple delivery. And just slings that fastball in there. Barroso leaning towards second, not going. 1-0 is too far upstairs. Third straight night with the exact same uniform combination for Augusta. White and green caps on the top, the green alternate jerseys, and then gray pants below. 2-0. Punch back into the net. Hardest pitch of the night so far for Bagwell. Got up to 94 on a chilly evening. 56 degrees at first pitch with the breeze blowing. The Crawdads continue to burn their way through all the Jersey oppositions. 2-1, runner goes again. Slider is outside, and Gassetti dropped the baseball. Would have been difficult to catch Barroso anyway. He got a phenomenal jump from first. Baker Barroso has his first steal of the season, and that eliminates the double play opportunity. Add in Hartle's take, and it's 3-1. First base open, the pitch to the catcher. Fouled back 3-2. The Crawdads used their traditional home reds on Tuesday. Went to the baby blue alternates on Wednesday morning for the education day. And then last night wore the black dad's alternate that they will also utilize at least one point this weekend. Likely on Sunday. 3-2 from Bagwell. Slider backhanded in the dirt by Gassetti. Ball four. Well handled by Matt Gassetti, and two of the first three men have reached against Bagwell. Tonight, the Crawdads are playing as the Llamas de Hickory, part of Minor League Baseball's Copa de Diversión initiative, designed to recognize and engage the Latino fan bases across Minor League Baseball's 120 jurisdictions. Switch hitter Rafe Parrish back in the cleanup spot today. First pitch from Bagwell. And it's a pitch timer violation against Bagwell, 1-0. Elena Giorgio signaling as Bagwell came home a half measure late. Parrish 1-for-6 in two games played this series. Now the first pitch and taken on the off speed, 1-1. Change up evening the count for Bagwell. Infield shifted to the right hand side, outfield straight up. Carry the deepest of the three along the grass. 1-1. Outside corner. Back-to-back changeups makes it 1-2. But these Llamas identity jerseys, one of the more popular alterations here in Hickory, certainly stand alone in their uniqueness. 1-2. Bounced out to second base. To second for one. Heel returns to first. A 4-6-3 double play. Bagwell goes to the changeup one more time, and Parrish spins two. The Green Jackets have turned to double play in every game of this series, and it's a scoreless first inning.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Mason Molina's second inning of action in the first allowed an infield single to Owen Carey. Got two balls in the air and one on the ground for three outs. Nothing hit especially hard by Augusta. Final lefty in the order, as Augusta has left-handers 2-3-4-5 against the southpaw, is the DH Carlos Monteverde. Second straight start for him. Carlos, first pitch swinging. Ground ball out to shortstop. Chandler Pollard to first. And back-to-back innings begin with a first pitch out. Jackets have been aggressive, and Molina has been happy to allow Augusta to just get themselves out. Molina only needed 10 pitches to get through the first inning. And he's got out number one of the second in just one more. Luis Sanchez steps in from the right side. Sanchez back at third today. The curveball misses outside. Checked in at 75 off the corner. Sanchez, a two RBI single yesterday. He's been swinging the bat very well early on. Fastball high, 2-0. Molina 88-91 with his fastball from the left side. Not going to blow it by you. 2-0 to Sanchez. Upstairs once again. Going back to that previous bottom of the inning, we were talking about the Llamas de Hickory jerseys. Everybody does something a little bit different with their alternate identities. The 3-0 is in the dirt ball four. Four consecutive outside the zone, nothing all that close, and Sanchez works the first walk of the night for Augusta. But these Llamas de Hickory jerseys, which do not feature the llama logo all that prominently, look like something more akin to a Colorado Rockies City Connect than anything else. Very mountainous, very colorful. Matt Gassetti steps in. Sanchez gets a check over from Molina, read the pickoff rather easily, and Sanchez back in before the throw. The Llamas de Hickory jerseys have Llamas de Hickory printed out low in the center on the backdrop of black mountains, and each letter a different color. First pitch from Molina is too far downstairs. The L and the M are purple, the L and A a bluish gray, and A and S orange, all over a yellow stripe, and then you have sunset-style coloring all the way up to the top of the neckline. 1-0 on Gassetti. Molina misses high and outside. Six consecutive pitches outside the zone for Mason Molina. Walks are not exactly something he's used to. In his final season at Texas Tech before transferring to Arkansas, Molina worked 83 innings, struck out 108, and walked just 35. The 2-0 to Gassetti hit well out to left field, but into the breeze, charging in and dropping the baseball is Maxton Martin. Sanchez had to hesitate. He'll head to third. Gassetti diving into second. Everybody's safe. Maxton Martin went chasing backwards, realized he had overshot, now comes charging in, and he never got back to the baseball. It's going to be called a hit, a double at that, and Matt Gassetti has his first extra base hit of the season. Was slightly out in front of the changeup, just missed the barrel, but there's men at second and third, with one out in the second for Douglas Glaude. Glaude takes ball one outside. If Augusta's going to get the job done tonight, as catcher Ben Hartle calls timeout to go speak with Molina, the Green Jackets need to get some performance from the bottom of the order. The combination of Gassetti, Glaude, and Guerra, entering the evening, of course, were a combined 1-for-27 this season. Gassetti was the only one with a hit so far. Now, Matt Gassetti just got that double to drop in front of Maxton Martin, who was not penalized, at least by the official scorer for now, for his poor read on the fastball. Glaude takes outside corner, 1-1. But Gassetti, Glaude, and Guerra, if they can get themselves going, it really lengthens Augusta's lineup. Corners in, middle, back here early in the ballgame. Jackets looking for the lead. High fastball, Glaude takes, 2-1. Douglas is 0-for-11. Eight of those 11 outs have been strikeouts. but Glaude has not expanded the zone very often. Four walks in four games played. Two balls and a strike from Molina. The pitch, outside ball three. Molina has shown every pitch this inning and has not exactly shown a brilliance to control any of them. Trying to utilize that changeup against this bevy of righties. 3-1, a walk would load the bases. Molina from the stretch. Glaude pops it skyward. And back out of play. Off the awning above the upper deck here at LP Franz Stadium. Runs the count full. A challenge fastball. 90 against Douglas Glaude. And he went out and met it. Mason Guerra on deck. A big pitch coming from Mason Molina. The 3-2 delivery. Strike three. Got Glaude to chase on the changeup. Weaving off the outside corner. It's the first strikeout for Molina. And Glaude's early season woes continue. Mason Guerra steps in, a chance to erase his 0-for-10 to start the year. Green Jackets had second and third less than two outs. It would be an impressive endeavor by Molina to work out of it with a zero. Retired Glaude on six pitches. Guerra 0-for-7 with three strikeouts, playing in two games so far here in Hickory. Molina still out of the stretch. First pitch fastball high and tight. Mason was 7-for-45 last year after being drafted out of Oregon State by the Braves. Went in round number 14, one round after Colby Jones. Guerra nubs the changeup back foul, 1-1. If nothing else this inning, the Jackets have seen a few more pitches after Molina needed just 10 to get through the first. He's thrown 16 and counting, but still Molina has been quick, even with the walk and the lengthy strikeout. 1-1 to Guerra. Too high once more. It's not the fastball that's working for Molina. He's been able to survive so far here at the bottom of the order, especially by inducing chases against that changeup, which since college has been his best go-to against right-handers. Behind 2-1, back to the changeup, and a good take from Guerra. Not too far below the zone, barely a ball underneath the knees, but Elena Giorgio does not expand the zone at the request of Molina. 3-1 on Guerra. John Heel waiting on deck, coming home. Fouled back. Changeup at the top of the zone, not exactly where Molina wanted that to be. Full count, two outs, two on here in the top of the second. Green Jackets looking to strike first and open the scoring. Gassetti at second, Sanchez at third. Anything to the outfield should score them both. Payoff pitch, upstairs, check swing, out to second on the appeal, and J.C. Reed says no. Mason Guerra works the walk, second of the inning, and the bases are loaded for John Heel. 20 pitches in the inning already for Mason Molina. Heel saw just one to start the ball game, popped up the first pitch of the night to Pablo Guerrero at first. And now time will be called as pitching coach Landon Hutchison goes out to speak with Molina and brings the entire infield in with him. The Green Jackets have not left many men on base this series. They scored tons of runs, it felt like, in the first three games of the season, the opening weekend set against the Columbia Fireflies, 26, in fact, over the course of 28 innings. But they also left plenty of men aboard as well. The middle of the order did a great job of driving folks in, but it was the top and the bottom that needed to come up clutch, and that's what John Heel's looking to do here. First pitch to Heel is a curveball too high at the eye line. Heel got the only hit of Wednesday's ball game for Augusta. It was a two RBI double to put the Jackets in both the hit and runs column for the first time this week. Ahead 1-0. He'll chase the change up like so many before him. If there is one true plus pitch for Mason Molina, it's that changeup. Looks so much like the fastball out of his hand, and then just comes to a stop. The 1-1. Back to the change, and again heels out in front. John Heel trying to make that adjustment. Mason Molina, a huge chance here to strand the bases loaded and escape this second inning. 1-2. Heel steps back in after the timeout. Bags full of Jackets in the second. Molina the pitch. Strike three. Got Heel to chase the changeup on three consecutive pitches. The 18-year-old shortstop couldn't make the adjustment. Augusta leaves the bases full. And Mason Molina tight ropes into a scoreless second.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Ethan Bagwell back to the mound. A single and a walk threatened him in the bottom of the first, but induced a 4-6-3 double play from Rafe Parrish to escape unscathed. Lots of sinkers and changeups in that inning for Bagwell. And now he goes right on right against Pablo Guerrero, who's DHing today. A rare game off of first base for Guerrero. First pitch at the bottom of the zone. It's a sinker for a called strike one. 90 miles an hour for Bagwell, who at 6'4", 230, one of the more physically mature high school picks in the 2024 draft. Slider bounces in. Bagwell dropped the arm slot a little bit. Hasn't quite been able to find the slider command so far. But still very early. Bagwell facing down Guerrero, who's 2-for-12 with 4 strikeouts this week. Back to the slider. And Guerrero does not expand the zone. Pablo, a solid approach for a player who won't turn 19 until the end of July. Out of Bonnie in the Dominican Republic. 3 straight sliders, 3 straight misses for Ethan Bagwell, who was drafted out of Collinsville High School in Western Illinois, just outside of St. Louis. 3-1. Broken bat, fastball. On the ground to the right side, nice play by Hartman. He had to go well to his glove side, but made the play. Guerrero was left holding almost nothing but the handle. The majority of the bat went flying to the on-deck circle. Good sinker for Bagwell, running in on the hands. Hartman was playing up the middle, but he's able to sprint his way to the left side and fire strongly to retire Guerrero for out number one. In steps Hector Osorio, the center fielder. He's first pitch swinging. Two hopper over to Mason Guerra at first, and he'll take it himself. Two up, two down. Guerra's also a third baseman, so he's very sure-handed with the glove. That's a ball that he could have opted to take a couple extra steps in and try to catch on one big bounce. Instead, he opted to hang back and play the short hop. Showed a bit of extra confidence in the glove, and it paid off. Two up, two down. Bagwell looking to go 1-2-3. Now it's Chandler Pollard, the shortstop. Fastball outside, 1-0. Even with two outs, Luis Sanchez, the third baseman, is playing even with the bag. Pollard has great speed, but also really enjoys bunting, it appears. Loves the small ball. Not squaring, swinging. And it's right to Sanchez anyway. Ground ball out on back-to-back batters. All three in the inning go down via the ground ball, and Bagwell works a harmless second to keep it scoreless through two.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Strong work by Mason Molina to dodge around a couple walks and a bloop double to leave the bases loaded in the second. 0-0 after two. Owen Carey leading off the beginning of the third. Augusta two hits, Hickory one. Left on left for each of the next four batters. Molina nearly hit the left-handed Owen Carey with the slowest fastball of the night at 87. Mason Molina, a strikeout artiste in college. He's been that in the pros as well. Drops the changeup in, left on left, and caught Carey by surprise, 1-1. Owen Carey bounced a slider to third base last time up, but beat out an infield single, 1-1. There is the slider, and Carey goes fishing in the dirt. Molina, between Texas Tech and Arkansas, 260 strikeouts in less than 200 innings. 1-2. Downstairs, changeup. Two balls, two strikes. No matter whether it was the Big 12 or the SEC, the left-hander was just an incredibly difficult pitcher to hit. As good as it gets. 2-2. Slider bounced foul towards the Green Jacket dugout on the first base side. The SEC, more years than not, and all credit to the ACC, which is having a great 2025, is the cream of the crop in college baseball. And Molina hung in there throughout conference play. 2-2. Swatted out to left center field. Osorio giving chase, but it's down for a base hit. Owen Carey's got a multi-hit game. He's 2-for-2. And the Green Jackets put the leadoff man on for the first time in three tries. Good to see Carey bouncing back. He's the first Green Jacket player to play seven games. Only man to not get a day off so far. And after a 1-for-12 start to the series, he's 2-for-2 tonight. He's aboard for Eric Hartman, looking for his first hit. 0-for-1 so far today. Hartman chases the curveball low, nothing in one. But looking at Molina, he had an ERA south of 4 in both seasons at Texas Tech, the latter of which He was the Friday night starter and undisputed ace of the Red Raiders staff as a sophomore at just 19 years of age. Went to Arkansas and had a 4.47 ERA. 0-1, top of the zone with a slider. Hartman just left watching, nothing in two. Carey walking leadoff of first, held on by Baker Barroso. No balls and two strikes on Hartman. The pitch, strike three. Hartman down on three pitches. Good curveball this time. Molina's got three strikeouts. That's the first one with a curve. Has not utilized the fastball for any of them. Fastball has become not quite non-existent, but increasingly rare as the game has gone on for Mason Molina. Isaiah Drake steps in, sees one of those endangered fastballs, and takes it at the eyes. Molina looking to alter his course of action and pitch backwards time and time again. 1-0 to Drake, fouled back on a high changeup. Left the changeup upstairs, maybe not where it was intended to be. The breeze has died down a little bit. Drake's eyes lit up, but had enough horizontal movement to jam him and send it foul. Ball and a strike, a long look at first base, and Molina will pick over, but carries back in standing. Owens 0-for-1 stealing this year. The Green Jackets have not swiped many bases so far this series. In fact, Colby Jones is the only man to grab one. He got one last night. Colby on the bench today, a 1-1. Slider ripped into right field, base hit. Down into the right field corner, Mendez cuts it off. Drake thinking about two, he's in with a head first dive. Carey makes the stop at third base, and for the second consecutive inning, Augusta's got men at second and third with less than two outs. That was played absolutely perfect by Waddy Mendez. Hustled into the corner, cut it off before it got to the warning track. It's not all that deep in right field. Turned and fired towards second base, but the true speed of Isaiah Drake made that an easy double for the left fielder. Drake's first extra base hit of the week. Corners in, middle back on Carlos Monteverde. He bounces the curveball out to second. That will score the run. Monteverde gets his first RBI in a Green Jacket uniform, and Augusta leads 1-0. Carlos in his first year with Augusta. This time last year, he was still in the Dominican Summer League. And for the second night in a row, Augusta starts off the scoring in inning number three. Jackets out hitting the Crawdads 4-1, or the Llamas, however you want to refer to them tonight. Man at third, two outs for Luis Sanchez. Sanchez takes a changeup low. Luis walked on four pitches with one out in the second. Got two fastballs and two changeups. None of them were very close. Hartle's been a brick wall this week. Not much gets past him, but Drake's got a big secondary in case it does. Fastball out, 2-0. The next pitch Mason Molina throws will be his 50th of the evening. He's gotten through 2 2/3. Don't know this early into the season exactly how far they want to get him. 2-0. Slider. Centers up for a called strike. 50 pitches, 28 Ks. That's a 56% strike ratio. Usually you like your starters to be between 67 and 75%. Sanchez awaiting the 2-1. Molina from the stretch. Inside ball three. Hooked the slider towards the back foot of the 20-year-old third baseman. Sanchez has spent so much time in a Green Jacket uniform, sometimes have to stop and remind yourself of his relative youth. 3-1 in the dirt, ball four. And that ability to misremember is only exacerbated by his advanced approach at the plate. Sanchez turned 21 in January, was signed back in 2022. But Luis spent the entire year on the roster last season, save for the last 3 weeks when he was in the FCL. And he was second on the team in games played. Matt Gassetti steps in with men at the corners. A low pickoff throw over to Baker Barroso, and Sanchez is in standing. Luis lolling his head from side to side. He hasn't even attempted a steal yet this year. But he draws the attention of Molina. Gassetti was granted a double his last time up on a ball that was misplayed by Maxton Martin. Curveball drops in at the knees, nothing in one. Whether it was the wind or the difference between the strength of the swing and the speed of the ball, either way, Martin went out, tried to charge back in, and couldn't get there in time. Nothing in one on the Green Jacket catcher. Hits this one hard on the ground and under the glove of the third baseman, Parrish. That will roll all the way into the corner. Sanchez getting the wave around third. The relay throw coming from Pollard. It's not in time. A two RBI double for Matt Gassetti. A 3-0 lead for the Green Jackets. Matt Gassetti, who was 1-for-6 on the season coming in, is 2-for-2 with 2 doubles. And the Green Jackets have a big inning against Mason Molina. The changeup stayed up, and Gassetti able to barrel it past the diving stop attempt of Rafe Parrish. Douglas Glaude steps in, seventh man to hit this inning. Molina with an inside move, just checking out at second base. There's movement in the bullpen for the Llamas de Hickory, but doesn't appear anybody's throwing just yet from our limited vantage point. First pitch to Glaude, outside ball one. Douglas struck out on a 3-2 changeup with men at second and third last time up. It was the first strikeout out of three tonight so far for Molina. One ball, no strikes. Gassetti dancing off of second and caught just enough attention from Mason Molina to have him utilize an inside move and another disengagement. That's two disengagements already, which means the next one would have to be successful or it would be a balk. Gassetti's not exactly a base stealer, but it does mean he can get a big lead. Called strike on the changeup. Glaude watches it flop its way into the middle. Green Jackets have put up 3 runs here in the third to take a 3-0 lead. RBIs from Carlos Monteverde and Matt Gassetti. Big lead from Gassetti, jumping into that secondary, and Glaude's out in front of the change. Some of the younger Green Jacket hitters still trying to make the adjustment against Molina's changeup. Jackets have 3 hits in the inning. Gassetti's 2-out double, the big one. 1-2. Fouled away. Glaude reaching out on another changeup. Molina's at 58 pitches. If he can get Glaude here, likely able to go back out for the fourth. Mason Guerra's on deck if Glaude can work his way on. Still 1-2. Runner goes from second. Strike 3 swinging. Glaude on a high fastball goes underneath the heat, but the Green Jackets strike first and strike thrice. Monteverde the single, Gassetti the 2-run double, and Augusta leads by a 3 spot in the third.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with auto pay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Jackets take a 3-0 lead into the third. First time Ethan Bagwell can pitch in front, and he'll see 8-9-1, Mendez, Marquez, and Barroso at the bottom, then the top of the order for the Llamas de Hickory. Green Jackets, like so many other teams in minor league baseball, do have their own Copa de Diversión identity. If you're not all that familiar with Augusta's organization, you'll be able to see that one a handful of times this summer. It's the Pavo Salvajes de Augusta. First pitch to Wadi Mendez is a sinker outside. Pavo Salvajes translates directly to wild turkeys. It's the official state wild game bird of South Carolina. 1-0 to Mendez. Inside corner evens the count on a strong sinker. More sinkers than fastballs tonight for Bagwell, and it's worked out well. Jerseys have a new look this season as well. Can't wait for y'all to see exactly how they've come out. They look very strong. Change up in the dirt, 2-1 on Mendez. Third baseman Sanchez playing in. Rest of the infield hooked to the right side, expecting Mendez to pull. Waddy's 1-for-3 this week with a walk and a steal. 2-1 is driven deep out to right field. Glad heading back, looking up, and that ball is gone. Wadi Mendez smacks the first home run of this series, and the Llamas get right back on the board in the third. Hanging changeup, and Mendez sends it 398 feet into the cool April air. First home run of the season for Mendez, eighth of his professional career. Here's Luis Marquez. He takes a called strike. Breeze, when it's blowing, is coming in from left. Neither Augusta nor Hickory had left the yard any direction, and Mendez, the lefty, didn't really matter what kind of elemental pressure you added. That ball was hammered. Slider in, 1-1. Deflates some of the air out of Augusta's momentum. Marquez pops that out of play, 1-2. Green Jackets put up a three-spot. Hickory immediately gets back on the board for one of their own, but the Jackets still lead by a pair. 1-2 to Marquez. Slider too far outside. It's a sharp, sweeping, breaking ball for Ethan Bagwell. Very high spin rate as well. 2-2. Back to the slider. Bounce softly back up the middle. Bagwell backhands behind his back and flips over to first. Nice play from Ethan Bagwell. Reach back behind himself and grab the spinner for out number one. Back to the top of Hickory's order. Baker Barroso began the bottom of the first with a single. Stole second, but stayed there. It was his first at bat of the series. Takes a called strike, 0-1. Infield heavy to the pull side. Off the outer edge to even the count. One ball and one strike. Bagwell the pitch. Slider blooped into shallow right field. Hartman dives and he can't get there. Off the end of the bat, Barroso's got his second hit. And the tying run comes to the plate in the form of Maxton Martin. Martin lined out to center his last time up, was ran down by Owen Carey towards the gap. Pickoff over to check on Barroso. Bagwell just spiked it, and it rolls into right field. Out to second base goes Barroso on the E1. Looked like Bagwell might have gotten stuck as he pivoted towards first. Goes kicking about on the all-white spikes. Didn't like where his feet came down. And you could tell that throw was all upper body. Looked like his feet were planted one way. The ball went the other. No chance for Guerra. Barroso out in scoring position. Martin swings so hard he lost his elbow guard. But he's under the fastball, nothing in one. John Heel holding the runner on at second. Baker Barroso. Hickory one on, one in with one out. Slider fouled away, nothing in two. Ben Hartle on deck for the Llamas de Hickory. Green Jackets put up three in the top of the inning. All against starter Mason Molina. But still a long way to go tonight. And now in the heart of the Hickory order. Bagwell's 0-2 is outside. And might have been some miscommunication. Shortstop John Heel went sprinting into second base. So did the runner Barroso, both of whom thought that a pickoff was coming. And then Bagwell delivered. 2-2. Strike three swinging. Martin goes chasing the high fastball. First strikeout of the night for Ethan Bagwell. A team in Hickory that has not struck out all that often, especially through the first two games of this series. Jacket pitchers got the Crawdads for 13 punch-outs last night, anchored by 7 of 27 from the starter Hackman. Meanwhile, there's a rundown out at second, and the ball is thrown into center field. Another throwing error from Ethan Bagwell. He had Baker Barroso dead to rights. An inside move. Barroso was hung out to dry, and Bagwell just launched it into shallow center. Two separate E1s from the 19-year-old starter. And rather than Barroso being picked off to end the inning, he's at third with two outs. They're going to call that a steal rather than an E1. We'll find out more about that later. Called strike, nothing in one. The 0-1, slider called a strike on Ben Hartle. Interesting to give that a steal for Barroso, given that he was actively trying to get back to second base and would have been out had the throw not gone into center field. 0-2, slider fouled away. While Barroso did begin that whole chase sequence by thinking about stealing third, he froze like a deer in headlights when Bagwell pivoted that way and only went to third when the throw came. Slider popped straight back, still 0-2 on Ben Hartle, who walked and was then doubled up to end the first. Llamas one run already in here in this bottom of the third on a solo homer for Wadi Mendez, his first of the season and the first by either team this week. Another 0-2, strike three. Got Hartle to chase on the breaking ball. Back-to-back batters go down via the K, and despite the throwing issues from Bagwell and the solo shot from Mendez, the Green Jackets remain in front by 2. 3-1 your score after 3. You're listening on the Green Jacket Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Mason Molina back to work here in inning number four. Green Jackets leading the Hickory Crawdads 3-1 through three. Solo shot and a single in the third for the Llamas. Wandy Mendez gets the homer. But now Augusta goes 9-1-2, and Molina looking for a much cleaner inning number four. Mason Molina needed just 10 pitches to get through the first, but he's been bogged down in the last two frames. Mason Guerra takes a backdoor slider for strike one. Guerra walked to load the bases with two outs in the second, but all three men were stranded by John Heel. Fastball outside, 1-1, and Molina continues to drop that velocity. He's been 87-88 with the fastball since the second. Out of the windup, 1-1. Too far downstairs with the change. Changeup continues to be Molina's best pitch. Stands on the third base side of the rubber against the righty Guerra. 2-1. Again, too far inside. Back-to-back changeups. Low and in. And now there is some tossing in the bullpen for the Llamas de Hickory as nightfall approaches in North Carolina. Three balls and a strike to Guerra. Below the zone, ball four. Fastball at 86. Molina took a little bit extra off. Guerra has walked twice, two of the three walks granted by Molina, and Augusta puts the leadoff man on for the second straight inning. Back to the top of the order for John Heel, hitting for the third time in four frames. Guerra, a very short lead, not looking to go, and Heel swings over top of the curveball. We've seen the slider more than the curve from Molina, but the curveball, when it has been dropped in, has been a dangerous weapon. A pure north and south offering that has confused righties and lefties alike. 0-1. Now a fastball in the inside corner, nothing in two. John Heel struck out on three straight changeups to end the second. He hasn't seen a changeup yet. Maybe that's what Molina's got dialed up for 0-2. Pauses at the belt. The pitch to Heel. Change up hit on the ground is short. Could be two. Pollard to Marquez for one. On to first. In time for the double play. A great stretch from Barroso on the back end. Heel was sprinting his way towards first base, but the leadoff walk is gone just like that. Was not hit especially hard. Pollard to Marquez was a routine transfer. But it's the stretch from Barroso that enables that double play to be turned and keeps Heel off of first. Here's Owen Carey, who's 2-for-2. And now we're back at the run of four straight lefties. Curveball called a strike, nothing in one. Carey has singled twice, scored the first of three runs in the third. He's late on the fastball at 91, hardest pitch that Molina has dialed up since the first frame. 0-2, tipped off the mid of Hartle. Carey stays alive, but just barely. This is the kind of inning Molina desperately needed to see. Unlikely he has much more left in the tank, but trying to finish off against Carey. Curveball hits Carey square in the back. Breaking ball just floated out of the hands. Owen Carey's on for the third time this evening. Two out base runner, and Carlos Maldonado is out of the dugout. 70th pitch of the evening. Got Carey right between the shoulder blades, and Maldonado will make the move. Mason Molina's first home start ends in 3 2/3. He's responsible for the man at first. We step away back in 90 seconds, and we'll tell you who's coming out of the pen and everything you need to know as it's a bullpen night for the rest of the way for the Llamas de Hickory.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
The new arm is 22-year-old southpaw Thomas Ireland out of Regina, Saskatchewan. Drafted way back in 2021, it's his second relief appearance of the season. Took the loss out of the pen on Sunday against Kannapolis. And now he comes on, looking to hold the line with two outs in the fourth. Green Jackets looking to add to their 3-1 lead. Get the one run back from the bottom half of the third, posted by Wadi Mendez via a solo homer. And now with the speedy Owen Caron at first and Eric Hartman at the plate, there's some opportunities. It's also another lefty, the second in a row, and one of two southpaws available out of the pen for Carlos Maldonado. Hartman 0-2, a ground out and a strikeout. First pitch from Ireland is a called strike, fastball at 92. Ireland hides the pitch very well, is a short arm action, uncorks from right behind his ear. Carey shuffling off of first. Ireland picks over, the runner goes, and Carey's caught in the rundown. Flip drops back to first, the throw out to Pollard at second, and Carey is tagged out. Thomas Ireland throws just a one pitch. And then gets the pickoff of Owen Carey. Carey's knocked off to end the inning. That closes the line on Molina, and we head to the bottom of the fourth. More Ethan Bagwell on the mound when we come back.
Hi, this is CC Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet.
With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Second pro outing of Ethan Bagwell's career, first of 2025, and he's out for the fourth for the first time, facing Rafe Parrish, the cleanup man, to begin the bottom of the fourth. First pitch to the third baseman misses outside on the switch hitter. Bagwell's allowed a run on three hits. He's also struck out two and walked one. Out of the stretch, Parrish thumps it back into the netting. Green Jacket pitchers, aside from yesterday, had worked through a bevy of hits allowed. There have been plenty of left on base. But last night, the Green Jacket arms really changed the tone of the evening. Change up. Bagwell left it up a little bit, but Parrish just guides it out of play down the left field line. Owen Hackman returned to form after a bit of a rocky opening night start. Hackman went 5 1/3. Allowed two hits, an unearned run, and seven Ks. He turned it over to the bullpen, and the relatively untested tandem of Buchanan and Danley were as good as you could ask them to be. Bagwell fires a slider low and in. Parrish takes 2-2. Trent Buchanan went 2 1/3 in his second professional outing, allowed a run on one hit. He struck out four, and then Jackson Danley retired each of the last four batters. Every man he faced went down. 2-2. On the ground to the third baseman, Sanchez shifted away from the bag. Long throw, but in time to get out number one. Both Buchanan and Danley were signed as undrafted free agents this winter out of Old Dominion and Purdue, respectively. Both of whom show notable improvements this offseason, even from what they had displayed over their college careers, and now they continue to get better in pro ball. First pitch to Pablo Guerrero is a slider in the dirt. Guerrero grounded out to second his last time up. Bagwell's at 49 pitches. This will be his 50th right here. It's a slider, and it's too far down. Brett Sears was originally supposed to be the piggyback arm tonight, and he still could be. See how far Bagwell goes. Bounce to the shortstop heel. Charges in, sets and throws. Easy as they come. Two up, two down. Bagwell has now retired the last four and five of the last six after the homer from Mendez. When the roster was released for the Green Jackets this year, it felt like Augusta almost had a surplus of young arms who could potentially be starters. And it's a good thing they did, as arms have been dropping like flies, both in spring training and now here in the regular season. Hector Osorio takes a sinker at strike one. Osorio grounded out to first last time up. The lights have always been on here at the ballpark. They're now shining much brighter than they had been in the twilight. Called strike nothing in two. And now in the Pepsi bottling plant behind the trees beyond center field, all those street lights have kicked on as well. 0-2 to Osorio outside with the change. But the Green Jackets now have eight players on their injured list, and six of them are pitchers. Four of those pitchers were placed there during spring training, including Carter Holton, who will miss all year recovering from Tommy John. On the ground to first, a foul ball rolls its way into right field. Davis Polo was originally put on the 7-day. He was changed to the 60-day injured list on Monday. A shame, as we were expecting a bit of a breakout year from Polo. And then reliever Juan Sanchez and starter Jacob Schaefer both went on the IL in spring training. Another 1-2 to Osorio. Low to even the count. If you weren't with us in the pregame show, Augusta put two more arms on the injured list this afternoon. Reliever Anthony Garcia and Wednesday's starter Jeremy Reyes, both now on the 7-day injured list. Reyes was expecting a monster year. Line to first, right at Guerra. Osorio got that one on the screws, but Mason Guerra snares it right out of the air. A 3-up, 3-down, 4th, and we're on to inning number 5. Good baseball being played, and the Green Jackets leading by 2.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Eric Hartman leads off the top of the 5th here on the Green Jacket Radio Network from LP Franz Stadium in Hickory, North Carolina. Jackets leading the Crawdads 3-1. Hartman was at the dish and saw one pitch from reliever Thomas Ireland before Ireland picked off and got Owen Carey in a rundown. 1-3-6-3-4 was that put out. Hartman shows bunt and the fastball whistles wide of the zone at 93. Hartman is grounded out to second and struck out swinging. First look at Ireland today for him. And the fastball's inside, 2-0. Hartman's still looking for hit number 1 this week, adjusting to life on the road in his first minor league road trip. 2-0. Ireland from the windup. Yanks the slider in the left-handed or right-handed batter's box. And that might have actually been a changeup. Very low spin rate. Hard to tell. It didn't necessarily move. It just quickly directed itself into the dirt where the righties would usually have their feet. 3-0 on the lefty. Hartman taking all the way. Called strike on 92. Hartman was so phenomenal this past weekend. That's what you should expect to see for him from the long term. 3-1. Ball 4 nearly got hit up around the jawline. Hartman a wry smile and a little gaze out at Ireland. After Owen Carey was hit to end the night for Mason Molina, the first batter that officially faces Thomas Ireland, nearly got hit as well. Regardless, Hartman is on for the first time this evening. And in steps Isaiah Drake, who has doubled and scored along with a lineout. 1-for-2 for Drake tonight. Good speed at both first and the plate. Drake pulls off of the slider, 0-1. There's the breaking ball from Ireland. Thomas Ireland has been moved along slowly by the Rangers organization since being drafted out of Polk State Junior College in Florida, 13th round in 2021. 0-1 to Drake, drops the bunt down, pops it up, and it's caught by Ben Hartle. Drake waved out, sent the hands flying to the outside corner, and it's handled by Hartle. One on, one out. The Green Jackets have not bunted successfully yet this week, despite numerous attempts. In steps Carlos Monteverde. Ireland, a career 409 ERA in 32 games. This is the first season he has began at the single A level. Runner goes. It's another pickoff. The throw out to second base. Safe is the call. Eric Hartman beats the tag from Pollard and gets the steal. It was very nearly a balk from Thomas Ireland. J.C. Reed would not have been misinformed to call it so. But instead, Hartman gets his second steal of the season on a throw where the ball beat him to the bag, but a slide to the outside corner got round the tag. Now in scoring position, Monteverde takes strike one. Say it could have been a balk, because Thomas Ireland lifted the leg up high, the hips had begun to float towards home plate, and it was only when he saw that Hartman was going to second that he picked over. Slider on the inside corner, Monteverde behind, nothing and two. Now, being indecisive until you see motion in and of itself is not a balk, of course. If you can do so and do so legally, it's a wise way to throw, prolonging you can still get command of the plate. 0-2 to Monteverde. Tapped lazily towards third. That's going to advance the runner Hartman to third. Monteverde is 0 for 3 with 3 groundouts, but each of the last two have been productive. Had an RBI in the third and now rolls one to advance Hartman up to third base. Luis Sanchez steps in having walked twice. But back to the balk discussion. First and foremost, as soon as you commit towards home plate, then that means you cannot go to second base. If you start to actually hinge those hips, that should be a balk. If you then go to first, Sanchez takes ball one low. Carlos Maldonado and the Crawdad coaching staff still barking some words of disbelief at the umpiring crew for the lack of an out call on Hartman at second. But there's also the 45-degree rule, which is not called very frequently by a two-man umpire crew. Sanchez takes the changeup inside 2-0. But if you imagine a 90-degree angle between where home plate and first base are, using the pitcher's mound itself as the axis, the 45-degree mark between first and home, you cannot cross with your front leg and have it still be a legal pickoff move. If you go more than 45 degrees towards home, that counts as a committal towards home plate, the same way as hinging those hips forward or crossing your front knee over your back leg. From our angle, it certainly looked like the 45 degree was at least close, and then the hips hinged forward. 2-1 to Sanchez, fouled back 2-2. Now, of course, all of that lengthy discussion does not matter because J.C. Reed did not call it a balk, and Eric Hartman was safe at second anyway. Two balls and two strikes on Luis Sanchez, trying to bring Hartman home from third and add to the 3-1 lead here in the fifth. Hartle, target low and away. Pitch from Ireland, outside, trying to bring that slider back in. And Ireland just tried a little bit of a hesitation pitch. Froze at the top of his leg lift before coming home. And Sanchez will use his timeout. Ireland spent each of the last two seasons split between the Arizona Complex League and the Down East Wood Ducks. More time in the complex than in Granger Stadium each of the last two. High strikeouts in both times. 3-2 coming to Sanchez. Big bouncer back up the middle for Chandler Pollard, the shortstop. Smooth play to first, and Ireland works around that hit-by-pitch to strand Hartman at third. Green Jackets go down scorelessly for the second consecutive inning, but they lead 3-1, and Bagwell back on the hill.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number, even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16. Whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, WellStar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at WellStar, highly rated by fans like you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Bottom of the fifth, Ethan Bagwell looking to go five strong against this Hickory offense that has led the Crawdads to be tied for first through the first six games in the Southern Division of the Carolina League. Hickory, Columbia, and Myrtle Beach all at 4-2. First pitch to Chandler Pollard, misses low with the sinker. Pollard grounded out to third his last time up. Some stretching in the bullpen for the Jackets. 1-0 to Pollard, thinks about the bunt, but takes ball two outside instead. Crawdads, as we've mentioned, aggressively playing as the Llamas de Hickory. Outside ball three. Three close misses for Ethan Bagwell. Gassetti can't get the call. Maybe a half a ball off the outer edge. Very close. 3-0. Pollard shows bunt, pulls back, and it's taken for a called strike. Just trying to change the eye line on Bagwell a little bit. Pollard nothing but takes. Still ahead 3-1. Ball four on the outside corner. That was even closer than ball three. But can't get any assistance from Elena Giorgio. Giorgio hasn't had many close calls either way tonight. Most of the balls around the corner have been swung at. She's been a bit forgiving below the zone, but not giving anything on the outside edge to Bagwell there. Wadi Mendez, who represents the tying run, waves through the sinker. Mendez launched his first home run of the season to kick off the third. It's the only Crawdad run of the night. Pollard a big lead at first. He's 2-for-2 stealing this week. Bagwell picks over unsuccessful. Chandler's also 4-of-5 stealing this season. Only caught once, and that was by the Cannonballers on opening weekend. See if he's looking to go here. 0-1, there he goes. Fouled away. John Heal, shortstop and a fellow stolen base threat himself, had both hands up on second base, letting Pollard know he could decelerate. No need to exert the effort or the injury risk by sliding into the bag, and you'll have to retreat anyway. 0-2. Lose down the left field line. Back-to-back foul balls from the lefty Wadi Mendez. He's in right field tonight. A lot of positional versatility on this Crawdads roster. A bunch of guys that can play a bunch of spots. Mendez can go all over the diamond. Bagwell picks over again. That's two disengagements. If Pollard didn't have the advantage already, he certainly does now, knowing that Bagwell can't go over without it being a balk unless he gets him. Runner goes, pitches outside. Good one to throw on for Gassetti, and still no chance. Chandler Pollard swipes the bag, his third of the series. those rules about disengagements, not only designed as part of the pace of play initiative by Major League Baseball, as the 1-2 is popped up down the left field line and about 10 rows deep. Fan nearly made a catch, and another fan with the glove makes the play in set. But not only was it about getting the game done in a reasonable hour, it also trying to serve as a revitalization of the stolen base threat. Another 1-2, slider low and away. And while it has had that effect at every level that these rules have been in place, it's most notable at the low levels of the minors, where pure speed like Pollard's wins out. 2-2 upstairs, and the count goes full on Mendez. Bagwell looking a little bit fatigued in this fifth inning. The next pitch will be the eighth of the at-bat and 70th of the night for Ethan Bagwell. Here it is, fouled away in on the hands of Mendez. But beyond the speed that is so abundant here in the lower rungs, you also have younger catchers still working on their throwing acumen and accuracy, and pitchers still learning how to hold runners on and learning how to hold runners on with these rules in place. Here's the ninth pitch of the at-bat. Ball four off the corner. Changeup too far outside. Back-to-back men on. The tying run aboard with nobody out in the fifth for Luis Marquez. And Winston Sawyer's headed out to the mound. Sawyer points towards the bullpen, and Ethan Bagwell's night is done. Four-plus innings, but a bit of a sticky situation for whichever reliever he goes out to get. We'll tell you who that is on the other side of the break here on the Green Jacket Radio Network.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
New arm on the hill for Augusta, and no bridge arm needed. Straight to the planned piggyback, Brett Sears makes his second professional appearance, second of 2025, and first as a relief man. The 2024 Big Ten Pitcher of the Year out of Nebraska gets the ball, having previously thrown as the Saturday starter for the Green Jackets. Went 2 2/3, 3 hits, and 2 unearned runs in that ball game with 4 Ks. Not the easiest of circumstances for him to check in for his road debut. After back-to-back walks to Chandler Pollard and Waddy Mendez, the Llamas de Hickory have the tying run on and the go-ahead run at the plate with nobody out in the fifth. 3-1 game. Right on right for Sears to begin. Marquez showed bunt, and he takes strike one. Fastball, slider, and changeup for Brett Sears. Both Guerra at first and Sanchez at third are in playing bunt deep. 0-1. Swinging away, Marquez is late on the fastball. Lots of spin on that heater for Brett Sears. Really runs it up at the top of the zone. Sits 90-92, but plays a lot higher than that. It's got good ride up top. 0-2 to Marquez. Outside corner. Locked him up. Strike three. Three pitches, three fastballs, three strikes, and Marquez is promptly returned to the bench. Strong start for Brett Sears, who did not throw after signing in the seventh round last year, but is one of many arms to get excited about in this Braves system. And boy, are there plenty. Baker Barroso's 2-for-2 with two stolen bases. First pitch from Sears is outside, ball one. The Atlanta Braves seemingly have focused on pitching forever. There's been so many strong arms to come through the system that are homegrown. Pollard dancing around, he goes. Slider, throw to third, good tag, out is the call. Chandler Pollard is caught stealing at third. Carlos Maldonado is arguing with J.C. Reed. Mendez takes second. It's the second out of the inning. Cut down by Matt Gaschetti. 1-1 with two outs. Fastball in Barroso is late, 1-2. Gaschetti at both Florida and Alabama had great numbers holding runners at bay. In that final year with the Crimson Tide, caught 30%, 1-2. Fastball speared out of play by Barroso. Last year for Gaschetti, he caught 6 of 25 runners stealing between Augusta and Rome. And he's able to knock down Pollard, who's caught for just the second time this year, in 7 tries. 1-2 on Barroso. Slider got him, chasing the breaking ball. Sears comes in and goes K, caught stealing, and K fired up on his way back to the dugout. Green Jackets stay in front 3-1.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Another inning of action for Thomas Ireland. He's worked an inning and a third hitless, one hit by pitch, and a couple ground balls to go with it. Gaschetti, Glad, and Guerra, three straight righties against the southpaw. Matt Gaschetti having a great day, the best of his three starts this year. 2-for-2, two doubles, two RBIs in a two-run game. Ireland out of the windup, finds the outside corner with a slider. Gaschetti, along with his battery mate Brett Sears, a huge hand in ending that fifth inning with Augusta still in front. 0-1, roped down the third baseline and just foul. Nearly a replication of the two RBI double in the third for Gaschetti. This one pushed just a bit to the wrong side of the bag. almost had a hat trick of two baggers. Instead, it's 0-2 on Gassetti. Ireland the pitch. Outside with a fastball. Could not entice a chase from the Green Jacket catcher. Ireland stutters home from the windup. Fastball up to even the count. Gassetti, good patience from the right side. The defense, just as strong as the offense. He's been a key cog in the backstop work. But he chases Ireland's breaking ball for strike three. First K of the night for Thomas Ireland in his second outing of the season. Gassetti and Montgomery, a solid pairing behind the plate. Max got more of a veteran presence than Montgomery. But both work well in tandem and both bounce off of each other well. You add in Alan Pineda and you've got three to work with. Here's Douglas Glaude. Glaude takes ball one, just a shred below the knees. Ireland not unfamiliar with the Green Jackets. Threw against Augusta as a member of the Down East Wood Ducks. 1-0 popped up by Glaude down the right field line and quickly over towards the BTS picnic deck out of play. One ball and one strike on Douglas Glaude. Still looking for that first hit as a Green Jacket. The delivery from Ireland runs in and hits Glaude, and he goes down in a heap. Glaude down in severe pain, 92 around the shin. Winston Sawyer and athletic trainer Dan Gardner hustle down to take a look at the outfielder. Dan Gardner has been maybe the most overworked athletic trainer in the first week of the season. And now the 20-year-old outfielder is down and hurt on a cold night. If it gets bone or any sort of open spot, that's not going to feel great. Walking down to first under his own power, and Glaude, as he stretches out the legs, seems like he intends to stay in this game. Now hits a jog under Dan Gardner's direction. First base coach Brad Stoll checking in with Gardner, both in their first respective seasons with the Green Jackets. Campos, Guanipa, Reyes, and of course Garcia. Four injuries already for Dan Gardner to deal with, not to mention the natural bumps and aches that come with ramping up to full season play. Glaude stays in, one on, one out for Mason Guerra. Ireland back out of the stretch, drops in the slider. Fastball slider changeup is what we've seen for Thomas Ireland. More sliders than changeups so far. Mason Guerra has walked twice. Ireland's 0-1 is below the knees. First two walks of the year for Mason. Augusta now has worked four walks and three hit by pitches against the combination of Mason Molina and Thomas Ireland. 1-1 on Mason Guerra. Takes the changeup at the top of the zone, 1-2. It's a tough one to get the bat through the zone on for Guerra. Looks like it's going to stay at the eyes, and then it just floats its way right at the lettering on these green alternate jerseys. Behind 1-2, the pitch outside. Ireland's had success with that backdoor slider against righties. Has had good command of the slider on the arm side as a southpaw, but not quite getting it in there. Glaude walking off of first, a short lead after getting hit in the shin, not likely to go anywhere. 2-2, bounced back up the middle, backhanded by the second baseman Marquez to Pollard for one, and that's the only out they get. Marquez had to wait behind the bag to make the play, and allowing that extra bounce gets Glaude off the bases for the second out. Guerra's on for the third time today, although he's 0-for-1 officially. Back to the top for John Heel, who's looking to break out of an 0-for-3. Pop-up, strikeout, and double play for John Heel. Guerra being held on lightly by Baker Barroso. Slider low and inside. Another pitch in around the body to a Green Jacket hitter. Brad Stoll in the ear of Guerra. Outfield playing shallow in center and right, a bit deeper and left on heel. 1-0 gets the call on the inside corner. 91, about a half ball below the knees and a ball off the inside corner. It's the furthest outside the traditional strike zone we've seen Elena Georgiou expand on a good frame from Ben Hartle. 1-1 at the top of the zone. That one just locked up John Heel. Not what he was looking for, 1-2. Caught a good bit of the plate. Ireland looking for back-to-back zeros. Both teams scored the entirety of their runs in the third. Augusta leading 3-1. The pitch to the 18-year-old John Heel after a long hold. Hard hit to third, short hop for Parrish. He sets in sidearms to first in time. Heel retired on the ground ball. Green Jackets strand one in a hitless sixth inning. Two and a third hitless for Thomas Ireland. On we go. First full inning for Brett Sears, looking for some length out of the bullpen here at LP Franz Stadium on a chilly Friday night in April.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at
SRP. Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Maxton Martin leading off the bottom of the sixth for the Llamas de Hickory. First of six appearances out of 66 home games for the Llamas. Brett Sears back to work. And the first pitch fastball is outside. Maxton Martin, a line out and a strikeout, 0 for 2. He's now a paltry 500 against Augusta this year. 8 for 16. Mile high pop up. Foul territory on the third base side. Gassetti chases, but nowhere near the mandatory amount of room. And a big group of kids all wrestling over the baseball. Good family atmosphere out here at Franz Stadium. The biggest of the three non-education day crowds on a Friday night. Slider outside, 2-1. It was originally supposed to be the first fireworks show of the season. Crawdads announced as gates were opening, the fireworks were canceled. Fastball speared out of play, 2-2. The decision allegedly made earlier in the day due to consultation with the fireworks company over issues with the forecast. Forecast cleared up fine, 2-2. Change up below the knees to run the count full. So we'll now have fireworks tomorrow night here in Hickory. Raven Antonio gets the start for Augusta against Anudis Mejia. 3-2 to Martin. Strike three, tipped into the mitt. Brett Sears, three straight strikeouts. He's gotten four outs on three batters faced, if you count the caught stealing. This is what Brett Sears is all about, and he's feeling good out of the bullpen. Leadoff man put away. It's now Ben Hartle who's walked and punched out. Out of the windup, first pitch from Sears. Slides in for a called strike one. Outer half with the breaking ball. Final line for Ethan Bagwell, 4-plus innings, 3 hits, 3 walks, a run with 2 Ks. 0-1 slider, knocked away off the end of the bat, 0-2. Brent Sears, a bit on the older side when he signed in the 7th round. Sears is 24 years of age, he's the second oldest player on the roster. Was the oldest on the opening day squad. 0-2 to Hartle. Slider, swing and a miss. Hartle goes down chasing. 4 straight Ks for Brent Sears. And while that age is likely what slid him to the 7th round, solely because so many front offices have become hyper-focused on youth and how much more you could potentially improve with age, Sears was the conference pitcher of the year in a Power 5 conference. He's very good at what he does. Starts off Rafe Parrish with a fastball below the knees at 92. Wasn't caught cleanly by Gassetti. Maybe if it was, a good presentation gets a called strike. Parrish 0 for 2 with 2 ground outs. Swats this one out of the stadium down the left field line. Sears has struck out all 4 batters he's faced. Sometimes age, wisdom, coming with that experience. Wind up in the 1-1. Change up, strike 2. Outer edge, and that's a great frame from Gassetti. Parrish shakes his head. Outfield shallow, infield shifted to the right on Parrish. 1-2, Sears looking to punch out the side in order. Fouled off the body, Parrish out in front of the changeup. Sears will likely work in and out of the rotation. Remains to be seen who will take the starting spot from Jeremy Reyes. Have to think at first. You will see yesterday's starter Owen Hackman jump up into the Wednesday slot. 1-2. Change up, bounce softly towards second off the glove of Sears, and Parrish will be safe. Little roller back up the chute. Hits off the underside of Sears' mitt as he tried to make a play on the dribbler. And Parrish has the first hit against the reliever tonight, extending the inning for Pablo Guerrero. You'll assume Luke Sennard will get the Tuesday start. That'll be an Education Day game at home, 11:05 first pitch against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. And then Wednesday we'll see. First pitch to Guerrero. He's late on the fastball. If you move Hackman up to Thursday, then you have options for all the arms below. Outside corner back pick from Gassetti. Not in time to get Parrish, but it's 0-2 with 2 outs on Guerrero. You could see Sears move back into the rotation. You also have Logan Samuel supposed to come behind Antonio tomorrow. 0-2 slider away. Samuel started on Sunday. He'll slot in behind the 19-year-old Antonio tomorrow. And then Luis Arestigueta goes on Sunday. 1-2, slider out. Samuel Mejia can give you multiple innings out of the pen. And Seth Keller was a starter in 23 before he missed almost all of 24 with injury. Keller was added along with Jorge Juan to the roster for Augusta in wake of the injuries. 2-2, slider poked into center field for a base hit. Quick flip into the cutoff man will hold Parrish at second, but back-to-back singles by Parrish and Guerrero have the tying run aboard with 2 outs against Brett Sears. Third straight slider, this one hung a little bit, and Guerrero scorched it back up the middle. 100 miles an hour off the bat of the 18-year-old DH. Hector Osorio. Looking to bring in the Crawdads. First run since the 3rd. Hickory trailing 3-1. 5 hits for each team. Sears' first pitch to the lefty is a called strike. Inner half. Took a little bit off. Dialed it back to 90. Sears has been up to 93 tonight. Osorio has grounded out and lined out. Both to first. Outside corner 0-2. Back-to-back fastballs taken by the center fielder Hector Osorio in the lineup with Cabrera getting a night off. 0-2 from Sears. Check swing, top of the zone, appeal out to second. He went! Swing and a miss on the appeal to J.C. Reed. Osorio is the fifth strikeout victim in two innings against Brett Sears, and the Jackets stay in front by two.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Still Thomas Ireland out there after two and a third, hitless for the lefty. Second appearance of the year for him, and a definite reversal of fortune. Last time out went two and a third, four hits, three runs in the loss. He's been near perfect tonight, but still on the wrong side of a 3-1 deficit. Owen Carey leading off the top of the seventh. Left on left, takes a fastball off the outside corner. Ireland has walked one and hit a batter. Those are the only two base runners against. Carey, two for two with a hit by pitch. He's the final man to face Ireland, and he takes ball two. Back-to-back fastballs up and out. Little bit of movement in the Hickory bullpen. No urgency yet for Ireland. He's at just 36 pitches. 2-0 from the lefty. Good changeup outside corner. Able to hook its way right back into where it needed to be. Locked up Carey. And now he goes back to the changeup and tips it into the mitt. 2-2. Carey took a healthy hack and tipped it into the mitt. Ireland looking to be the first man to put away Owen Carey today. Two balls and two strikes. The delivery low and outside. Tripled up on that changeup. But this time, not close enough to entice Carey. Carey and Hartman back-to-back 18-year-old outfielders in the lineup. With the 19-year-old Drake, the old man behind them. 3-2 slider. Ball four, just below the zone. Good frame from Hartle behind the plate. Does not get the call from Elena Georgiou. Carey's on for the fourth consecutive plate appearance. Two for two with a walk and a hit by pitch. Three runs and five hits with an error for Augusta. 1-5-0 for the Llamas de Hickory. Here's Eric Hartman. Hartman takes a slider high and tight. Eric was hit by Ireland last time up. Got thumped in the leg on a three ball pitch. Outside corner, 1-1. Ireland working quickly. More slide steps than not with a man aboard. Generally, that higher leg kick he only uses if he's either picking off or if he wants to be able to have the option. Slide step, lined up the middle, right to the shortstop, Pollard. Carey was off the base, and he's doubled up. Owen Carey didn't freeze, and it's a 6-3 double play. K Carey did not realize where Chandler Pollard was playing. He was in double play depth up the middle. Ball was right at him. But unfortunately for Owen Carey, he took three hard steps towards second and couldn't put the brakes on in time. Two up, two down. Here is Isaiah Drake. He fouls away the changeup out in front. Isaiah 1-for-3, doubled and scored back in the third. Green Jackets have now hit into two double plays tonight and five in the series. 0-1 slider, bounced up the middle, going to be a tough play. Knocked down by the second baseman, but Marquez has no play. Marquez was deep in the four hole, Pollard playing just to the left of the bag. Marquez the only man who had a shot, and a great effort by him to even run that down. But Isaiah Drake's one of the fastest men in the Carolina League, and especially going out of the left-handed batter's box, there was no shot to get him there. Second hit for Isaiah. He's on with two outs for Carlos Monteverde. Carlos is grounded out to every infielder but the first baseman. Does have an RBI. Drake on the move. Late swing from Monteverde. Hartle's throw goes into center field. Would have been a close play on Pollard's tag. But instead, Drake has his third stolen base in as many tries this season. Augusta has now stolen three bags this year. Or three bags this week, beg your pardon. And two of them have come in this game, both off of Thomas Ireland. Hartman and Drake each have a bag, and Colby Jones got one yesterday. Two-out chance for Augusta to extend the 3-1 lead. Haven't scored since the third against Thomas Ireland, who's gone three, allowing just one hit. 0-1 to Monteverde. Late on the fastball inside, nothing in two. Thomas Ireland with a great outing already. But a chance to shut down Augusta and strand Isaiah Drake at second. Ireland the 0-2. Called strike three on the outside corner. Ran right back to the edge. Second strikeout for Ireland. He leaves Drake out at second. And it's time to stretch at LP Fran Stadium. Jackets leading 3-1.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Bottom of the seventh, Brett Sears still on the hill for Augusta. Green Jackets looking to even the series at two apiece against the Llamas de Hickory. First Copa night of the year. Fourth different uniform utilized by the Crawdads. Brett Sears facing Chandler Pollard in a 3-1 ball game, and Pollard's late on the fastball at 90. Uniform number 5 of the week will be tomorrow night. Sears the 0-1. Pollard bounces it back up the middle. Backhanded at second by Hartman. Long throw in time. It's the first out recorded in play by Brett Sears, who's now gone 2 1/3, 5 Ks, a caught stealing, and that ground ball. Tomorrow is LR night here at LP Franz Stadium, recognizing Lenoir Rhine University, the local college just up the way, one of the premier Division II programs for baseball and softball. Wadi Mendez takes ball one outside with the fastball. But so there will be LR alternate jerseys worn tomorrow. Mendez trying to bunt his way on, drops a beauty down the third base line. Sears a barehanded toss, not in time. Just a perfect bunt for Wadi Mendez. Mendez showcasing all the talents tonight. Solo homer, stolen base after a walk, and now a brilliant bunt single. 2 for 2 day on base 3 times. Great production from the 8 spot. And once again, the tying run is up with 1 out. It's Luis Marquez. Marquez takes strike 1. Fastball's been sitting almost exclusively 90 miles an hour for Brett Sears today, at least in the last inning or so. Was up to 93 in his first frame. 0-1. Gets the chase from Marquez on the changeup. Marquez began the day for Sears with a strikeout looking. Went down on 3 straight fastballs. Marquez uses his timeout, 0-2. Mendez a stolen base already today. He's 2 for 2 this year. 0-2. Slider lined up the middle over the head of Hartman. Base hit. First hit of the night for Luis Marquez in the bottom of the order doing their job against Brett Sears. Marquez goes out against the slider and just guides it back up the middle. The 8 and 9 hitters each get their hits, a bunt and a liner. Tying run aboard with 1 out for Baker Barroso, who's 2 for 3. Leadoff man in his second game of the season. And now there's some motion in the Green Jacket bullpen. Bagwell to Sears was supposed to cover as much of the game as possible. Fastball nothing and one in the top half of the zone. Bagwell went 4+. Sears has now gone 2 1/3. Mendez at second, Marquez at first. 0-1 delivery off the outside corner. Only half the allotted ball games in the Carolina League actually got underway today as the Mid-Atlantic got bombarded with a rainstorm that sent major and minor league games alike underwater. 1-1 to Barroso. Slider bounced back up the middle right to Hartman. Steps on second. Double clutch to first. Double play. 4-3 double play. Second twin bill of the night for Augusta. Ends the threat right where it started. 3 scoreless for Brett Sears out of the bullpen, and the Green Jackets stay in front 3-1.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number, even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16. Whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
It is still Thomas Ireland on the hill and doing some phenomenal work to benefit the bullpen for the Hickory Crawdads. Jackets leading 3-1. Luis Sanchez leads off and takes a changeup for strike one. Well, why not keep rolling with Ireland if your manager Carlos Maldonado? He just continues to give you good innings. 3 1/3, just one hit allowed. 0-1 to Sanchez, and Luis chases the breaking ball in the dirt. Sanchez 0-1 with a pair of walks. He'll use his timeout to reset himself after going fishing. Ireland just continues to attack time and again. 0-2. Slider outside. So far today, Ireland 3 1/3, a hit, 2 walks, and a hit by pitch. But has not allowed a run. 51 pitches, 31 strikes. Keeps the bullpen fresh for the weekend. 1-2. Inside, nearly got a piece of Sanchez. And it's so crucial for the Crawdads to get an appearance like this out of the pen, because both last night and Wednesday morning, the Crawdads used 4 relievers in both games. They've used 10 relievers in the first 3 games of the series before Ireland. 2-2 slider, outside ball 3. Sanchez has run the count full from 0-2 to 3-2. Anudis Mejia has the ball tomorrow. And then it's Dalton Pence supposed to start on Sunday afternoon. That's a 2 o'clock start time against Luis Arestegueda on a getaway day for the Green Jackets. 3-2 from Ireland. Skied out to shallow left center field. Martin and Osorio coming in. It's Osorio, the center fielder, who calls and makes the catch. There are 2 relievers we have yet to see this week out of the bullpen for the Crawdads as Matt Gassetti steps in the top of the 8th. And that's the lefty Angel Nazco, in his 3rd year with the Rangers organization. First pitch to Gassetti, inside ball 1. The other is Ismael Agreda, a right-hander who the Green Jackets have not seen before. They did see a Nazco with Down East last year. Gassetti's 2 for 3, 2 doubles and 2 driven in. Fastball struck straight back into the net. We started to ease into the Carolina League scoreboard before the inning ended abruptly on the double play back in the bottom of the 7th. Get into that after this pitch. 1-1 to Gassetti. Slider just below the bottom of the zone. Kannapolis was at Lynchburg, Fayetteville at Delmarva, and Salem at Fredericksburg. All 3 of those rained out as Maryland and Virginia alike got absolutely torpedoed. 2-1, fouled back in on the hands of Gassetti. So all 3 Northern Division teams that hosted got washed. The only team from the North that did play, the Mudcats, against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, a battle of first place teams in their respective divisions. 2-2 to Gassetti. Struck into left field, base hit. Matt Gassetti's got his first career 3-hit game, and the Jackets have a man on with 1 out. Carolina and Myrtle Beach, everybody on the offense ate their Wheaties for both sides. It's 5-5 in the bottom of the 2nd. 2 offenses that can get up and get you, and they are certainly doing that so far. Ball is flying at Pelicans Ballpark. The other ball game, the Columbia Fireflies trying to hold off the Charleston River Dogs. Dogs at 0-6 looking to get off the schneid are leaving 4-3. Here's Douglas Glaude. First pitch to Glaude, called strike at the letters. Glaude, 2 strikeouts and a hit by pitch. Charleston began the year 0-6, but they're 6 outs away from a W. Green Jackets will see both these teams plenty in the Southern Division. 0-1, a little bit too far upstairs. Not too different from pitch number 1 in the at-bat, but a little bit further up, evens the count on Glaude. Gassetti at first, a short lead. Barroso standing about a step in front of the bag. 1-1 to Glaude, inside with the off-speed. looked like the changeup, and that's not the first, second, or third time that Ireland has hooked the changeup to the glove side. Which isn't often the case with a changeup that moves toward the arm side from a lefty. It usually would run away from a righty and therefore miss that direction. But not the case tonight. 1-1, slider off the outside corner. Green Jackets have been very patient all season long, six games in. And they've been able to hold back, drawing walk after walk. Walked eight times in the win on Sunday. Five walks, three hit-by-pitches tonight. 3-1 to Glad, out in front of the change. Runs the count full with one out. Gassetti at first. Glad will use his timeout. Mason Guerra on deck. Action in both bullpens. Augusta has somebody throwing. There's movement of some kind for Hickory. Can't tell what it is with the shed blocking. Ireland's payoff pitch coming to Douglas Glad. Called strike three. Change up. And a hat trick for Glad. Third strikeout of the day for Ireland. And here comes Carlos Maldonado. That's going to be it appears, for Thomas Ireland. But he goes four scoreless innings. And he will get some well wishes from this crowd. Deservedly so. Outlast the starter. And he impresses. Responsible for the man at first. Two outs in inning number eight. He leaves righty coming in. We'll tell you who it is on the other side.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in section 107, row C, seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Eric Loomis is the new arm for Carlos Maldonado's Hickory Crawdads. Two outs and a man at first. 3-1 game in the top of the eighth. Green Jackets looking for their second consecutive W. It's the second time they see Loomis this week. Worked two-thirds of an inning. Back on Wednesday morning. First pitch to Guerra. And he drives this one deep out to left field. Martin going back at the track. It's gone. What a way to grab your first hit of the season. Mason Guerra deep into the chilly night, and the Green Jackets lead 5-1. Been waiting to see the big pop from Guerra, and it's on display there. 102 off the bat, 354 the distance. And the first pitch that Loomis delivers gives up a pair. One run charge to Ireland, the other one squarely on the shoulders of Loomis. Back to the top for John Heal. He'll also first pitch swinging. Little roller to the left side. Tough play for Parrish, and he won't make it. Hit off the heel of the mitt. Heel was going to be safe anyway. It almost certainly will be an infield single for John Heel. Two pitches, two hits against Eric Loomis. First pro homer for Mason Guerra on a cold night, where especially early where the breeze was kicking in straight from left, it felt like you would need a Herculean effort to get one out to that side. Well, Mason Guerra does exactly that. Here's Owen Carey seeing a righty for the first time. Carey also first pitch swinging, just like Guerra and Heel behind him. Carey comes up empty, nothing and one. 0-2 for 2 with a walk and a hit by pitch. Mason Guerra able to get the long ball out, something he did plenty of at Oregon State. Heel a big lead, not going, and Carey late on the fastball. Mason had 23 homers in his last 2 years at Oregon State. So you knew it was coming, and boy did it ever. On base every time tonight. Nice day for Mason. 0-2 to Carey. Loomis, a deep breath. Runner goes. Pitch is fisted in front of home. Picked up by Hartle on the swinging bunt, and he puts away Carey to end the inning. But the Green Jackets add some insurance against Eric Loomis. A two-run homer for Mason Guerra, his first of the season, and Augusta leads by 4 with 6 outs to go.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours. And, of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Brett Sears has allowed 4 hits in his last 2 innings, but continues to run the zeros up. He's also struck out 5. Got a crucial double play to end the 7th, and so he returns for his 4th inning of work. Now with a 4-run lead, Maxton Martin starts off the 8th. First pitch swinging and grounds it against the shift, just foul, wide of 3rd. Had Martin kept that fair, it was a guaranteed 2 bases. Neither Drake in left nor Sanchez at 3rd were close to the line. Martin could have crab-walked into 2nd base. 0-1 to Maxton. Bounces this one back to Sears. Off the glove, off the chest, into the bare hand. And he's able to flip it over to first after a little hacky sack effort. Hacky sack's coming back, folks. Just keep an eye on that. It's become the go-to pregame activity for a whole lot of bullpens from college all the way up to the pros. Keeps the body loose. Martin retired for the 4th time tonight. Ben Hartle hitting with 1 out. He takes strike 1 at 91. Still pumping 90-91 with a whole lot of spin. Uncomfortable ABs abound against Sears. Outside corner, nothing in 2. Fastball doesn't have a whole lot of movement side to side. Not a big sinker running in on your hands. 0-2 to Hartle. Strike 3 on the fastball. just dials it up upstairs. It sits at the top of the zone. It looks almost like it's rising. And Brett Sears dares you to hit it. More often than not, you don't. Two up, two down in the eighth. Here's Rafe Parrish, who had the first hit of the night against Sears with two outs in the sixth. Parrish one for three today. Two grounders in that base hit. Takes ball one inside. Augusta having extended the lead up to 5-1 in the top half on Mason Guerra's first homer. Ugly swing from Parrish, 1-1. Late on the fastball, just looked unsure all the way through. Not only was it Guerra's first professional homer, it was Augusta's first home run of the week. Slider drops in the back door, 1-2. Neither team homered in the first three games of the series. Llamas got their first long ball from Wadi Mendez in the third. Augusta gets theirs from Guerra's in the eighth. Now three homers in the first seven games of the season for a team that desperately needed to see some this year. 1-2 fastball, skied down the left field line, hooking out of play out towards where the old carousel used to be here at France Stadium. Green Jackets will have one more chance to add to the lead in the ninth. They'll have Hartman, Drake, and Monteverde. 1-2 to Parrish. Change up, bounce, foul towards first base. Sears threw 3 2/3, is only now hitting 50 pitches. If you truly desired him to, assuming he can get out of this inning without much fanfare, he very certainly could go back out for the ninth. And that would save all kinds of arms for Saturday, Sunday. Another 1-2 to Parrish. Fouled away again, and we'll do it for a seventh time. We'll see what the call is there. But always better to have options. 1-2. Slider. Bounce towards the second baseman, Hartman. The utility man flips to Guerra, and another 1-2-3 inning for Brett Sears. How about four scoreless out of the pen in your first pro relief outing? Green Jackets leading 5-1. Loomis back to the mound as Augusta hunts their second consecutive W.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to...
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art cyber technology center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Eric Hartman leading off the top of the ninth against Eric Loomis. Green Jackets leading 5-1. First pitch to Hartman misses outside in the righty's first inning of work. Loomis faced three batters in the eighth, a homer, a single, and then a ground out. And now it's Hartman, Drake, and Monteverde, 3-4-5. Hartman 0-3 today. Takes the fastball just below the knees, running the count 2-0. Good presentation from Hartle, doesn't get the call. Still some movement in the bullpen for the Green Jackets, but nothing definitive yet. 2-0 to Hartman. On the ground sharply to short. Pollard to his right. High throw. Lifts the first baseman Barroso off the bag. And Hartman reaches to begin the ninth inning. Pollard dropped to a sidearm slot just a little bit. And he lifted the throw just high enough that Barroso had to pop his heel off the bag to make the catch. It will be an E6 against Chandler Pollard. First error of the evening against the Llamas de Hickory. Back to being the Crawdads tomorrow, 7 o'clock first pitch. Isaiah Drake steps in, runner starts and then stops on a slide step for Loomis. Very wise decision by Hartman to shut it down. Hartman has stolen a base already today and extends just a little bit further. 1-0 to Drake at the knees for a called strike one. Isaiah 2-for-4, a single and a double, also swiped a bag back in the seventh. Very, very good start to the year for Drake. He's now hitting .412 up to the minute. Hartman leaning a bit, 1-1. Drake thumps it down the left field line. The counting numbers weren't fabulous for Isaiah last year, even before he missed the first set of time due to injury, had some hamstring problems. But he was one of the younger position players in the Carolina League, and it was such a severe talent jump going from where he was as a senior to where he was at the pros. 1-2 to Drake. Hartman started off towards second. Had to double back to first when he realized the delivery had not yet come, and he only barely gets the hand in before Loomis's pickoff. But no disrespect to the talent of public school baseball around Atlanta, Georgia. But Drake was the first one to say, look, this was pitching I had never seen before. 1-2 from Loomis. Outside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Not just the velocities, which were consistently 10-plus miles an hour faster than he had seen in high school. The secondaries, light years ahead of where they had been. 2-2 on Drake. Hartman dancing back and forth. Pitch from Loomis. Slider outside. Count goes full with Monteverde on deck. Green Jackets trying to erase any doubt of this final. Few drops falling out of the sky late in the ball game for the second consecutive evening. Nothing near as severe as what we saw in the eighth and ninth last night. 3-2 from Loomis. Fouled off the mitt of Hartle. Raven Antonio makes his 2024 debut tomorrow, or 2025 debut. Shockingly enough, his 24 debut was last season. Against Anudis Mejia. Likely to see Logan Samuels behind him. And then Luis Arestigueta will go on Sunday opposite Dalton Pence. Seventh pitch of the at-bat to Isaiah Drake. Ball 4 off the corner. 3 trips on base for Isaiah Drake. That's a fastball that last year he chases every day. And he's late on almost every time. 94, about a ball off the plate, started on the corner and ran away. Drake's maturity on the field, even early on, just so visible to anybody who saw him last year. 2 on, nobody out against Carlos Monteverde. Monteverde late on the fastball. Took a mammoth swing. Like he was thinking about sending that one halfway back to Augusta. It's a fence of about 8 to 10 feet high from foul pole to foul pole here. 332 to the corners, 400 to straightaway center. Loomis steps off to reset things. Wide video board in right center field with red LP Franz Stadium scrawled above it, but then just to the right of that, extra high wall of ads that are not in play but are protecting back beyond the fencing. 0-1 to Monteverde outside. Carlos's swing on pitch number 1 looked like he wanted to clear the wall, the second wall, the ad, the trees, and the light poles beyond it. And credit to him. Go for it, young man. Great speed at both bases, Hartman and Drake, second and first respectively. 1-1, another big swing, and Carlos comes up empty. Monteverde's third professional season. He's 19 and won't turn 20 until December. So just another young hitter in this Augusta lineup. 1-2, both runners go. Pitches outside, throws out to second. Drake got a terrible jump, and he is out. Drake didn't realize Hartman was going, likely should have just shut it down. But a good throw from Hartle. It was closer than you would have expected. And Drake is caught stealing for the first time this year. Now 3 of 4. Time is called. It's a 1-2 count. And Eric Loomis is getting a visit from Carlos Maldonado, and he's not alone. The athletic trainer Garrett Enders is going out as well for the first time this week. They didn't like something they saw from Loomis, and he was shaking his hand a little bit. There's now one out and a man at third. The count is 1-2. We'll take a look at the Braves family of scoreboard while Loomis gets looked at. Gwinnett and Norfolk got postponed. Columbus is leading Biloxi 6-2 in the top of the seventh. Looks like Loomis is going to stay in the ballgame. We'll see if he gets a warm-up pitch or not. Clingstone's trying to move to 500. Got a strong start from Lucas Braun. Couple RBIs from Kevin Kilpatrick. But there will be no warm-up pitch. We're back in, 2 balls and 2 strikes, infield in on Monteverde. Strike 3, late on the fastball. Carlos down on strikes for the second time. 0 for 5 day for Monteverde. And that plus the stolen base failure from Drake means 2 outs in the ninth inning. Luis Sanchez trying to erase an 0 for 2. Braves lost to Tampa 6-3 today. Loss goes to Bryce Elder. And Rome is being blanked by Bowling Green 5-0. Sanchez pulls off the fastball, nothing and one. Rome was being no hit through 6 innings. Former Green Jacket Joe Olsavsky got the team's only hit so far. 0-1 to Sanchez. He pokes it back into the net, foul. All 5 runs charged to Garrett Bauman. But just 2 of them earned. Bauman, a rough go of it to start 2025 between his high A debut for the season over the last 2 outings and what he did in the spring breakout. 0-2 on Sanchez. Fouled away. There's been some movement in the bullpen. Looks like Samuel Mejia is throwing. We'll see if it's Sears or Mejia for the ninth. Llamas have Guerrero, Osorio, and Pollard, 5-6-7. They'll be chasing at least 4 and more if Sanchez can bring home Hartman. The 0-2, slider. Somehow that did not hit Sanchez. Sanchez backed away. The breaking ball started way behind the third baseman. Came back in, and even with his movement towards the back of the box, still did not hit him. 1-2. Fastball out. Not a bad idea there to go outside with the fastball after you've quote-unquote brushed Sanchez off the plate. But Luis lays off as it was too far outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Outfield is shallow. Pitch to Sanchez. Fisted softly to the right side. It's the second baseman, Marquez. He has to go to the pitcher, and he finds Loomis for the third out. Barroso was off the base. Loomis covers, and it's a 4-1 putout to end the inning. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Green Jackets making a call to the bullpen, and we'll tell you who the new arm is as Augusta looks to win their second in as many nights.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow?
The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps, plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We've got our second Georgia 811 call to the bullpen of the evening. Make sure to call Georgia 811 before you dig. And it's the newest member of the roster, 26-year-old Jorge Juan, in his Green Jackets debut. Called up from extended spring training earlier this afternoon as part of the dual replacements for Anthony Garcia and Jeremy Reyes, along with Seth Keller. Juan, easily recognizable. 6'8", 200, cuts a long, lanky frame on the mound. And he's got more experience than half this roster combined. Oldest man on the roster at 26, spent half a dozen seasons in the Athletics organization, was signed way back in 2017 out of the DR. Last year was his first season with the Braves, spent all of it at AA Mississippi, had four saves and went 2-4. Did so across 34 games with the now defunct M Braves. It's the first time Juan has thrown in single A baseball since 2021. And no matter where he's been, Juan gets strikeouts. 210 innings, 270 Ks in his career. He starts off with Pablo Guerrero, and Guerrero's late on 93. The extension that Jorge Juan gets at 6'8", it looks like he's releasing from about 6 inches in front of you. 0-1 to Guerrero. Check swing on the breaking ball. He did not go. Slider with good depth from that high release point. Guerrero is 1-for-3, singled his last time up after two ground balls up the middle. He'll be succeeded by Osorio and Pollard. 1-1 from Juan. Breaking ball. Called a strike despite the fact that it was dropped by Matt Gassetti. Gassetti's first time catching Juan, unless they overlapped in spring training at all. It's 1-2. Scoreboard had it as a ball. Scoreboard was wrong. Juan's delivery to Guerrero. Strike three. Got him chasing the breaking ball. What a pitch from Jorge Juan. It is a high release from Juan. Nearly straight over the top. It looks like the hand of God just dropping something out of the heavens. Hector Osorio steps in. 0-for-3. You can see why Juan has punched out folks at every level. Fastball fouled away. Juan sitting 93-94 with a fastball. That one was the latter. Remains to be seen how long Jorge Juan will be here, as he is certainly very old for the level. 0-1 to Osorio, inside to even the count. Jorge Juan has had some command issues at times, and although the fastball is tough to pick up at the top because of the release point, it doesn't have a ton of movement, so it can get flat at times, but still an effective relief option. Breaking ball, nubbed up the middle, heel in shallow center field, long throw in the dirt, scooped out in time. What a play by John Heel going deep behind second base. He went out, he went across the bag, and he took away a hit from Hector Osorio. And that puts the Llamas de Hickory down to their final out. Falls to Chandler Pollard. First pitch misses 1-0. Pollard 0-2 with a walk. He's also 1-2 stealing bases. One ball, no strikes. Just off the outside corner from Juan at 95. Pollard trying to extend the two-run homer from Guerra in the eighth, making it a 5-1 ball game here for Augusta. Slider outside, 3-0. Pollard's a dangerous base runner no matter the score. And with Juan's lengthy delivery, a high, slow leg kick, he'll be tough to manage when it comes to Pollard. 3-0, called strike down the middle. Pollard adjusts the all-black helmet, facing down Jorge Juan. Out of the stretch, the 3-1. Pollard's late on the fastball, down to his final strike. Green Jackets looking to win back-to-back ball games for the first time this season, improve back up over 500 on the year. Pollard calls his timeout. Juan gets the sign from Matt Gassetti. 3-2 pitch. Spun foul. Off the netting above the Green Jacket dugout. Jackets have manufactured 9 hits today, their most in the series. 4 runs on 7 hits yesterday, 5-9 today. Matt Gassetti, 3-for-4, his first professional 3-hit game, drove in 2 as well. And Mason Guerra's first pro homer. 7th pitch of the at-bat to Pollard. On the ground towards second, knocked down by Hartman, the flip to first. Not quite in time. Hartman doing just about everything he could there, went ranging to his left to knock it down with the mitt, then grabbed it off the dirt with the bare hand and fired headlong to first base. But Pollard beats it out anyway. That'll be Chandler Pollard's first hit. And it prolongs the ball game for Wadi Mendez. Mendez 2-for-2 with a walk and a steal. Drove in the only run of the day for Hickory. Pitch is called a strike on the breaking ball. Pollard took second on defensive indifference. Nobody even batted an eye when he took off with a 4-run lead. 0-1 from Juan, flared up and over the net by Mendez. And once again, the Llamas are down to their final strike. Be the Crawdads for the next 2 nights. Green Jackets, after dropping the first 2 ball games, 6-0 and 6-2, on the precipice of back-to-back W's. Juan's 0-2. Popped up behind home plate. Gassetti tosses the mask away, gets to the net, but it was about 4 rows back. Fan gets the catch on a couple of hops. Nice souvenir here at the ballpark. Announced attendance of 1,156. Here at LP France Stadium, in its 34th year of existence, here in the hills. Another 0-2. Inside with a fastball. That's the hardest pitch of the night at 97. From Jorge Juan. 26-year-old right-hander out of Paita in the Dominican Republic. 1-2 to Mendez. Breaking ball out. Former Oakland Athletics farmhand can add him to the list of former Green Jackets when it's all said and done. Current Green Jacket looking to lock it down in a non-save situation. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch. Strike three. Got him chasing the curve in the dirt. And that puts the game on ice. Juan punches out a pair in a scoreless ninth inning. And the Green Jackets grab themselves a 5-1 win to kick off the weekend. Jackets now back-to-back winners. 3-1 in their green alternate jerseys. And we are back in 60 seconds for the Easy Go post-game show. Wrapping it all up here on the Green Jacket Radio Network.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours. And, of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome into the Easy Go postgame show, ladies and gents. All smiles at LP France Stadium, at least for the visiting side, as Augusta puts the nails down on a 5-1 win to push themselves back over 500. Green Jackets now 4-3 on the season. And a team win all the way around for Augusta. Jackets get the scoring started in the third with a three spot. It all kicks off with Owen Carey on an infield single. Drake doubles. Monteverde gets the RBI with a ground ball, but it's Matt Gachetti. A two RBI double down the third baseline with two outs to really extend that lead. And that 3-1 deficit was something Hickory could not come back from. Did get one back in the bottom of the third with a solo shot from Wadi Mendez, the only home run for the Hickory Crawdads so far this week. But other than that, the pitching combination of Ethan Bagwell, Brett Sears, and Jorge Juan continued to keep this Llamas lineup at bay. Back-to-back nights where Hickory's held to just one run earned. After the 4-2 win, Augusta makes it 5-1 tonight, gets two runs of Key Insurance in the eighth on Mason Guerra's first professional homer. Brett Sears gets the win. It's his first as a pro. Nice moment for him. And he does so in style. Four scoreless relief innings, four hits allowed, and six strikeouts. Sears had the fastball and slider working alike, and he continued to bamboozle the Llamas lineup. Jorge Juan makes his Green Jacket debut in the ninth, strikes out two and allows just one hit, and Augusta gets it done. Mason Molina takes the loss, 3 2/3 in his second start of the year. Five hits and four walks led to three runs, and it could have been a lot more as he left with a pair of men on base in the fourth before Thomas Ireland negated that secondary threat. Final lines, five runs, nine hits, and an error for Augusta. They leave on 10. One run, eight hits, and an error for the Crawdads, leaving on 7. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours and 44 minutes in front of a crowd of 1156 at LP Franz Stadium. Augusta now 4-3 and 2-2 on the road. Hickory also 4-3 and 2-2 here at home. So we're deadlocked through four games in the series. It leaves the weekend still to sort out who will claim the early crown in this 18-game war between the Green Jackets and Crawdads in the 2025 season. It's been a long time since these two teams have gotten to see each other, so you might as well make the most of it. After not facing off since 2019, Augusta will make two separate trips of six games up here to Fran Stadium, one now and one on the opposite side of the All-Star break in late July, while the Crawdads will make their one and only trip to SRP Park at the beginning of May. That'll be on the backside of the upcoming two-week road trip for Augusta when they go to Delmarva and Kannapolis. So coming up in just shy a month, they'll see the Crawdads once more. But that's in the distant future, and the immediate future will present Raven Antonio against Anudis Mejia at 7 o'clock tomorrow. We'll be live at 6:50 for the Tax Slayer pregame show here on the Green Jacket Radio Network. Sunday, a matinee ball game to end the week. 2 o'clock start, Luis Arestegueta against Dalton Pence. And then the Green Jackets will head back home, get a brief rest on Monday before going for 6 against the Pelicans, starting off with an education day, 11:05, Tuesday morning, crack of dawn. Oh, the enjoyment. Second week out of 5 consecutive weeks with an education day. Cruel and unusual punishment indeed. But no time to worry about that now. Augusta now 3-1 in the greens, and the Llamas de Hickory 0-1 in 2025. With a lot of rain up and down the coast this week and a lot of rain in the Carolina League tonight, we got 9 dry innings. Although it was cold, it was pleasant, and Augusta gets the win. Tomorrow, we will see you. It will be LR night here, new red and black uniforms taking the field for the Hickory Crawdads. Have to assume after back-to-back wins, as long as they're clean, it'll probably be the green for Augusta, assuming Raven Antonio wants to throw in those. We'll let you know what that looks like, and we'll be with you for every pitch, as we are for all 132 ball games on the Green Jacket Radio Network. It's an honor, it's a pleasure, and it truly is a joy to be with you night in and night out. But it's a little bit more fun when the Green Jackets win. And they did just that tonight. Great baseball all the way around in a 5-1 final at LP Fran Stadium. I've been Noah Adcock-Howeth. That concludes the Easy Go postgame show. Have a beautiful evening, and we will see you tomorrow night.